Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff, like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
We drink tequila. We talk.
Welcome to Team Tequila Talks.
Tequila sour. Lychee tequila sour. Well, cheers with our lychee tequila. Is it lychee or lychee?
I'm going to say lychee.
I go with lychee, but some people say lychee.
Lychee sounds very American.
I think you're lying, Sherry.
Lychee is a Japanese fruit, isn't it?
Lychee sounds like a disease.
Lychee does not sound good.
It doesn't sound good. But I thought that that's how it was pronounced.
You know what? We're going to figure it out.
Well, I'm not the one that makes up words on this show, Sharon.
I think I'm right on this. I think I'm low key.
Like
right
the turmeric and the turmeric.
Turmeric. Yeah. Everybody, welcome to Team Tequila Talks. Cassandra Gina Mel, Sharon Gonzalez, and our resident guest, Mark Strong from the House of Strong, is back with us.
Yay!
Resident guest is such a weird term. Right? It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
What
it's
is?
Like, resident
do
guest.
I live here or do I not?
I know. It is an oxymoron.
You get a membership discount.
Yes.
Oh, it's good. It is lychee. It's not an episode
that's
of Team Tequila Talks if we don't Google something.
You know what? These people are wrong.
So now I have to say lychee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, on that note, Mark, do you want to explain what we're drinking?
Today we are drinking a lychee sour. And in the lychee sour, we have lime juice, fresh, all local, organic, of course. Lime juice, lychee juice, elderflower optional, and we also added egg white.
And shake.
And lemon. And there was a lemon in there.
Lemon, yeah.
Just a hint. I am going to go through this too quickly. It's incredibly light.
Well, it's dangerous. This is like that post-New Year danger zone.
And this drink is perfect because we're talking about skin today.
Well, you know, not even just skin. What really kind of spurred my brain about this is I've always done hot and cold therapy, right?
Yeah.
So what really spurred my thinking on this is I was just in Canada, and when I was in Canada for like 7 years in and out off and on, anytime we would get a random day, we would go up to the Scandinav Spa in Whistler because it's only about an hour and a half drive. So it's a great one day, one night trip. You know, you only get one day. You can still wake up, come back, and do stuff the next day. We have done it with solo. We've done it with kids. Yes. We've done both.
Did we ever do it with you guys? No, we never did.
Not at the same
we did
time.
It on our own.
But
yeah.
It's such a thing that you do in Vancouver because it's Vancouver. The West Coast is so isolated. There's a bunch of mountains between that and anything else that your options are limited if you're just getting in a car and driving. So the Scandinav Spa is based off of this whole Scandinavian principle, named, where you do this hot, cold rest cycle. And this is nothing new, right? And I know that it's nothing new either. I'm just kind of giving some background on my thought process here. So you go into a hot environment, whether that is a steam, a sauna, a hot tub, any type of, you know, warming situation. You're going to do that for about 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you're going to essentially ice bath, ice plunge, cold shower, shock to the system.
But and being currently in a heated.
No. You get out of the heat.
You get out of the heat.
You get into the cold. And it's, we're talking like ice cold, right? No, we're talking like ice bath. It's not temperate water. It is. You say, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know, okay. It is a full.
So it's like a form of cry. It's like a cryotherapy.
So I have a question for you. Do you like a net pre-meditation before that?
So that after the cold is your 15 minutes of rest. So this whole concept is for immune and metabolic health. Because you go into the heat, it opens up your blood vessels, it gets your heart pumping, it opens up your pores, you're sweating, you're just really getting all the circulation going. And then you jump into the cold and it basically shocks your system. And it is a very positive response. So, you know, you can't do this if you have a heart condition. You can't.
Blood pressure, if you have high blood pressure.
You gotta be careful with blood pressure. Mm-hmm. But almost every healthy individual, this is incredibly beneficial. Ooh. And there are different iterations of this type of therapy all over the world. This type of therapy goes back to, I want to say, like, in the 1500s, 1600s Scandinavia.
They used to do, like, snow packing back then, where they would take the snow and pack it on their faces for, like, X amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
Yeah, and then you get in and you get into a traditional sauna. I think so. I also learned that through a little bit of research, because I was wondering about this and the origins of it and whatnot. And the sauna is a traditional sauna is actually also called a Finnish sauna, Finnish, mm-hmm. like Finland.
Yeah,
and it's where you put the rocks and you do the water over it, and so. What I was doing when I was recently in Canada is I was on an island and we had an infrared sauna, different than a traditional sauna. Yeah. I'm going to get there too.
Yeah.
And we would go in this pool that might not have been completely freezing, but it was one of the coldest cold plunges I've ever been to. I'm talking like pins and needles, pain. I could not do it for longer than like 15 seconds, right?
Did you do a cold plunge before?
I've done a cold plunge. I didn't do this one with her, but I have. Yeah.
So we had a group of like 20 people out on this island. It was really fun. We had a whole New Year celebration. We were like, let's dive into the New Year, quite literally.
Yeah.
So we're all doing this cold plunge thing and we're doing the hot in the sauna and the steam room, which we have both, and then going to the cold plunge, and it's freezing. It's not frozen over, but it's freezing. And so we were doing this cycle and I'm like, man, I feel great after. I was so relaxed. There was a total dopamine hit. Like when you're doing it, it's all adrenaline.
Yeah.
But then when you do it in between during my rest, we were sitting in front of the fireplace, reading, journaling, yin yoga.
Oh, that's so nice.
It was amazing. And so you do like basically a 2-hour cycle of this, right? Like 15 minutes and then a quick jump in the polar plunge, cold plunge, and then you've got about 10-15 minutes of absorbing that therapy and letting your body acclimate to it. And it's incredibly effective. I mean, I did this like 4 days in a row, and I felt great from it. And so I started getting into why sauna versus steam versus infrared sauna, and then I started going on a deep dive because I know that you, Mark, are really into the red light therapies and stuff. Yeah. So when I was looking into the saunas, there is a traditional sauna versus an infrared sauna. The traditional sauna is just a super heated room. We're talking about 175 degrees, but it's still quite hot. It's not a steam room. No. It's not steamy. Mm-mm. It's just hot.
It's just dry heat.
It's desert. Yeah, yeah, it's like desert heat. Yeah.
And then when you do an infrared sauna, it's actually not quite as hot, but they're using wave therapy to heat you from the inside out.
I know. I've always felt like whenever I do infrared, I'm like, is this cooking my organs? Like, I'm always just like, because
it deeply penetrates because it reaches 700 to 1,000 nanometers.
You don't feel like when you do in your traditional sauna when you're in infrared. Correct. But I always think sometimes when I'm in there for like the 15, I'm like, is this cooking my like ovaries?
God, I sit in there for like an hour.
Like, I'm always like concerned.
I like
what is
30
this?
Minutes twice a day, so an hour a day.
Of infrared or of?
Of infrared.
Okay.
Sauna with infrared light.
So is this the tent that you have? Because you have this tent.
So my tent. So the tent has infrared rays inside the panels of the sauna.
God.
But then, you know me, I have to take it up a notch. I have to put the Mark Strong Touch. So then I add red light and your infrared light to that sauna.
I wonder if that would be... So would you consider that a good investment for people that are interested in this, because I mean, we haven't even gotten into the benefits of it yet and everything. But I mean, you look at saunas, infrared saunas, even steam showers, and they're expensive. Well, they're really expensive.
They have, this is my Christmas gift. I just got this. It's the infrared sauna blanket from Higher Dose.
Higher Dose, yeah.
And my girlfriend had one, and I got one for Christmas because I was obsessed with it. After she works out, and she's right before she goes to bed, you lay it on your bed, and it's like this, like, you, it's like a, it's blanket. Like a,
after you work it's out, though?
It's after, or you can do it before. She does it after because she works out late. Well, she works out late. Like, she works out late, like 6:37. So she comes home, puts the kids to bed, and then she gets in the blanket. It's kind of like a, what are those little things those kids use when they sleep over?
Sleeping bags.
It's kind of like a sleeping bag.
You have a kid, too.
I have a kid.
How do you not know this?
Going blank. So it's like a sleeping bag, Sherry. and you zip yourself up. You look like this, and it's the infrared. Okay. So at first, I was kind of like, girl, I don't know. Like, after a workout, isn't that like kind of for her and her? Everyone has a regimen. And I do believe when you're doing any type of light therapy, any type of sauning, I work out in a 100-degree room right now, and I'm obsessed with the way feel after. Well, your hips are more open, your hammies, your shoulder girdle. I mean, we were in a hip opening exercise, and within the first like three moves, my hips just went shh.
So I like stretching in a sauna or a steam room, but I want to sweat because I'm working hard, not because the temperature is
okay,
high.
Okay, so that's the twist, and this is why I love it. So there is research as well, where basically, like, my mantra now is infrared is my cardio, because, like, I recently just took class at SoulCycle, and it's like, I see why I don't understand it, because you're putting your body through so much work.
Trauma, yeah.
So much trauma, and your heart rate goes up and down, however, in an infrared, your heart rate is consistent. So you go into fat burning zone. And then it's basically the same effect as doing a cardiovascular class, but you're just sitting still.
Mm-hmm. So right after I had Mavi, I was, you know, half the weight comes off like pretty easily. Yeah. And then if you're breastfeeding, you hang on to the weight for
some
a little bit longer.
Some people do,
85% of women do.
Well, none of them were my friends.
Well, no, they just don't tell you that they do. But they
No, because they all got like crackhead skinny. And I was like, and I'm like, oh, they're like, my lipo. See, I didn't gain weight. I kept 10 extra pounds on until she stopped, and then I dropped 5 pounds in 2 days, which was mostly water weight.
From sauna?
No, from breastfeeding. When I stopped breastfeeding, but my girlfriend was like, she was crackhead skinny, because she was like, but her mother was like, oh no, I got so tiny breastfeeding. And I do think it's genetic.
Because
my mom also did not lose her weight breastfeeding.
They did a study, I believe it was the University of Michigan, and what's the other big medical hospital in Michigan? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it right now, but it is John Hopkins.
Yeah.
So it was either John Hopkins or it was University of Michigan, possibly Michigan State. I mean, I read so many papers, like a geek. That is kind of hard for me to remember. And this was a while ago that I was reading it. But it was saying something that like 80% of women, you drop those, you know, first however many pounds, and then your body, it's a hormonal storage, says, wait a minute, we're supposed to be feeding a kid here. You can't lose too much weight. You have to pack on the pounds. And it's like, it's most of the weight is actually in the back of your arms and back, because it's closest to your breasts.
Oh, it almost.
So it's like, it's like this pinch on the back of your tricep. Really? It's like your back fat.
Mine was in my thighs. I don't know. What does that say about my boobs?
But most women, I just think that more people should talk about it, because most women are like, how come I'm not getting super skinny from breastfeeding? Yeah. It's like, you're not alone. But the point is that when I was trying to kind of sweat out some of that
water
leftover
weight.
Stuff, yeah. I would go and sit in the infrared sauna almost every night for an hour. And
it definitely works, because now I can walk.
It does.
Like, my stamina with cardio, like, I can walk up Alta Loma without taking a break now.
But it's also, I mean, it takes time. You can't just do it 3 times and be like, oh, okay,
it's
great, I dropped 10 pounds.
It's just like adaptogens. You have to, consistency
keep going.
Is
it
key.
Takes work.
But wait, we haven't explained the benefits of infrared light.
So pretty much, okay, so you have near infrared light. Mm-hmm. So those are the lights. So if you see a red light sauna, those are the lights you actually can't see. So if you see, like, with my panel, you have red light switch, and then you have the near infrared switch.
So there's near, middle, and far waves.
Right.
Yeah. And you can also get a full spectrum wave machine depending on what type of device. But there's face masks,
so many.
So many.
Panels. But, yeah.
So the health, like the benefits with the red light, I would say it's great for anti-aging. So, and also like the glow as well. But then when you go into the near infrared light, that's my favorite because I train like an athlete. Well, I think I am. But the way that I train, my body actually needs it because it deeply penetrates into my joints, my serratus interiors. Like, and I do feel the difference because teaching abs every single day is kind of intense.
Well, your abs are intense. But wait, the red light also does skin issues, because I deep dove on the red light, and it's like the wrinkles and scars. So a lot of women I see on Instagram, I follow a lot of different influencers for like medical, nutrition, and also beauty. And this one girl, you know, K-Beauty is probably the biggest beauty in all of the world. They have the world's like most leading...
What is K-Beauty?
Korean.
Oh, Korean.
Korean.
Yeah, okay.
And so they...
Like K-pop.
Yep.
But skincare, but skincare. Not music.
Legit. K-pop beauty. And this girl, she has like 50 million followers, and she's a Korean. I don't know if she's a pop star or an influencer, but she's
Blackpink.
No, she's not French. No,
Blackpink
like,
is headlining Coachella. So.
I know.
K-pop, it's here to stay.
Interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. But she had it, and she was telling the benefits, and she had just gotten what you were talking about earlier, Botox. And she was like, hey, just got Botox. And she had like two little, you know, so I can get like those little bumps.
See, I get the little bumps. So then it helps with the healing of that and all of the injections.
15 minutes. She put it on. And while the whole live she was doing, she was just talking about the benefits and then what she was going to go over with the cream and all this stuff. And I was just like, but the mask was like $400. And I was like.
Yeah. So like not to smash any brand. However, if you're going to get red light, just get a panel.
Right.
So it's like, if I'm going to spend that money on just a mask where it only has skin benefits, and you can get skin benefits and prevent injuries, also great for kids, also great for dogs. It's like, just get a panel.
And the panel is really the difference. The panel is like a 2x3 or 1
And there's so many different sizes.
And you can just sit in front of it. You can just put your face
well,
in front
athletes,
of it,
can't you?
Like, I would only pay, like, I think the math, sorry, not the math. The mask is worth it if you're traveling and on the road.
Right.
So it's, like, great if you're just, like, on the airplane and if you want to just be fancy.
Okay. But there's a lot of athletes who use, I think it's the blue.
The blue light?
Is it the blue, or is it the red light? I forget which one they use
red
for.
Red light, blue light, LEDs, saunas, steam rooms, there's infrared. Green.
Yeah.
There's just a whole spectrum. It's a whole spectrum,
but you can.
Therapies.
Yeah, they use it for, like, injuries.
Yeah, so they're using near infrared lights, which are the lights you can't see.
Right.
I wish I brought it.
I know, and they put their knee injuries in there, and they have pads for the back. And I know, like Anthony Davis has like a foot problem, and I was
sorry
watching
to disclose this. You can guys keep it or not. So it's also great for hemorrhoids too.
Oh.
So they also have a rod where doctors can get a treatment, and they put the red light, they insert. Or you can just go into fetal or anything and just sit in front of the light.
Oh.
And it heals all of that. And it's also great for the pain.
Wow.
Oh.
So get the panel.
So the panel is the best. But what about my higher dose blanket? I feel like that's pretty good.
So my thoughts on higher dose. My ADD cannot handle a blanket laying down.
Oh, see, that's my dream.
that's my dream.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I want to lay with the sun, with a night.
Like I potentially need my laptop after meditation. So I'm like, I got to do something.
Oh, no. I can relax and just be for 40
minutes.
And
also, the blanket is so close to your skin. And maybe, does it burn your girlfriend?
No, it didn't burn me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because I did the blanket. I was just I can't do
this. No, but they have different. No, it's so padded. There's no way. I mean, unless it wasn't higher dose.
I thought that you were saying, did it burn your girlfriend? And that girlfriend was a slang term for vagina?
Cassandra.
I thought you were asking if Sherry's sleeping bag. Burned her vag.
Well, that would be a lawsuit. It probably awoken her. Probably woke her up from her slumber.
I was really ready to hear the answer to that question.
You're like,
that was really good. Wow.
You guys, these lychee sours are definitely fun.
Well, they're working.
They're definitely the vibe for sure.
So we're going to refill. And as we do, like, I kind of want to talk a little bit about, I mean, we're going to backtrack a little bit here into the science of it. Because when I was looking into it, I was wondering, is a sauna better than an infrared sauna, a traditional sauna? Is it better than an infrared sauna? Is it better than a steam room? And what I came up with in my research is that they're all beneficial, right?
They
Any
are.
Type of heat therapy is going to be beneficial for you. And there's a reason for that. It's really just basically the answer is that it is personal preference.
Yeah.
So the way the science behind it works is that this type of shock or short-term exposure to this extreme heat is going to create a positive stressor in your body. So that's going to enhance your it's going to enhance your cardiovascular function. It's also going to stimulate your cells to regenerate, reproduce.
This is sauna.
Heal, mm-hmm. All heat. All heat therapy. And it's going to the idea is that if you expose your body to these positive stressors, then your body can respond to negative stressors better. So whether that is your immune system fighting off a cold, or that is going through a divorce, or you know, getting fired from your job, like an emotional stressor, mm-hmm. or if you are working out a bunch and tearing your muscle fibers and you're, you know, breaking down to rebuild, the idea is that there are some things that are negative stressors on your body, and if you introduce these positive stressors, you are in better adrenal and hormonal health to handle those stressors. So that is all heat therapy.
Yeah.
And it's really just what's your preference. Do you want to be hot? Do you want to feel the sweat? Like, Sherry loves to feel the sweat. I hate it. Like, I'd rather sit in an infrared sauna.
If I'm moving,
I love sweat because that is a sign that you are releasing.
I don't know. Sure. Toxins. But there's science that supports movement.
I'm released in other ways. Let me tell you.
Movement in heat, there is science about moving in a hot, like they do sometimes Tai Chi in a hot room.
Did you say Lai Chi?
Tai Chi. And you know, Tai Chi, they move slow. But I could never. I don't have the patience to look at my pinky for like a minute as it's going into the atmosphere. And like,
but I will say with the steam room, I just feel like I'm not working as hard because as soon as I get in there, I already feel steamy.
Right.
And then you really have to master your breath of inhale, exhale through the nose, which is also great practice.
Yes.
However, I like the sauna that it's a buildup.
Yeah, like I work out in like a 90 to 100 degree room, and it's with ankle weights and weights and all that stuff, and it's so intricate, the moves. I just love the way my
body.
I've
been watching her Instagram, like she is sweaty.
Are you talking about Tracy Trench. Anderson?
Yes, I'm a Tracy Anderson
but
bro.
But how does she heat the room?
She heats it with steam.
Okay, so she pumps in steam. There's not an infrared panel. Because when we work out with Mark, there's
infrared. No, she does steam. The room is too, she would need probably a lot, but steam to me, for this workout, is probably the best because of the moisture and like breathing wise.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you're in a thick room of like that level of hotness, sometimes you feel like you can't take a breath.
Yeah, it feels like you're breathing into a dirty rag.
No, but steam actually opens like
your nasal passages.
Yes.
So like I will say I love a steam room situation after like a party weekend going from like different temperatures.
Even a little bit of sickness, I take some turmeric, and then I go to that class, and it's just, I don't know. Turmeric. So wait, this is what I found out about red light therapies. When they start, I was like interested in, when did they start using this, other than science?
I think started in 1800s.
No, in the 90s is when like NASA and scientists, American scientists, so I'm not talking about.
I mean, this has to be post-electricity.
This, it can't, 1990s. Like, it couldn't be in it's in the 90s. They started right. In the U.S. I don't know, now London, every other place, I don't know when they started. But here in the U.S., they started to do with plants because they were trying to see, hey, can
for
red
the photosynthesis,
lights.
Yeah.
Yes, can this help grow cells, basically grow the plant? And photosynthesis is a process where a plant needs to grow. And so our cells, they were like, wait, this medical doctor said, wait, I kind of like the idea that promotes photosynthesis in these plants. What if we do it for different things like psoriasis? So they started working on, you know, psoriasis is that derma. It's like a form of dermatitis. You get dry, patchy, it's like inflammation of the skin, basically.
It's in the same family as eczema, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's different.
It's similar, but different.
Different, yeah. It's more inflammation.
Red,
so
irritation.
People with big, you get big scars, and when you're inflamed, it looks like Kim Kardashian has it, and she covers all of her stuff up with makeup. Because they're thick
and what's
patches.
So crazy?
What
it's
doesn't
like,
she cover up with makeup?
I know, true facts.
Poor Kim Kardashian. However,
Get that bitch a red light machine.
Right, she needs everything.
Call us, Kim.
I bet she has to have one.
Because you know you can literally heal all that stuff with food. So, like, the reason why I really dove deep into the red light therapy.
I don't believe that. I've had eczema since I was born, and I eat pretty damn good, and I've done all the therapies for eczema back in college when they were like, you should do this, and I still do it now.
Don't give up.
Well, I just think sometimes there are genetic factors. My mother had it, my grandmother had it, I have it, my daughter has it. It's like, it's an autoimmune. It's not really a topical thing.
It's a predisposition to the reaction, but there's still a catalyst happening.
Heat. Sometimes if I'm in, like, when I do Tracy, I get eczema bumps here, and I have to put cream. So before I go, I put cream.
Do you wear deodorant,
though? Oh, you love her a lot. I will not put myself.
But my eczema flares in heat. So if I'm too sweaty or hot, the sweat kind of stays on my skin and I start to itch. And then I itch and then the bumps come and the whole thing. But I have like a little tiny 0.5 steroid cream that I just put on before and then it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But heat is heat. It's not food. It's just heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, I think that regardless, maybe heat is the catalyst, but generally speaking, it can be controlled with food because food for most people is
but
the catalyst.
But that does, you have to really put the work in.
Well, that's like, why my face doesn't look, my mom had like an eczema testing. Neck and my mom had like what they call like an eczema neck where it's like you scratch it so much they get like lizard skin and then it gets bumpy, but her diet wasn't amazing. So for what it's worth, my skin is great. I do have flare-ups every now and again. For whatever reason, like usually in the summer, in the back of my knees, I'll itch if I'm like sweating. But for the most part, I feel like it's fine. I have the higher dose, but maybe that'll help because red light therapy will help with acne, right?
Yeah. Scars. No, but is it red light in the blanket?
It's infrared blanket. Sorry.
Oh, it's not a red light. Yeah.
So infrared is a type of frequency, is a type of wave, right?
A type of wave.
And a red light. Is it? Well, lights technically also are waves.
Yeah, but it's just truly the color, too. Right.
Yeah.
And what's great about it, too, is you can do your mask, you can do peels. So I'm a big fan of black market peels.
I know, but wait, do they do? So this is my question about the red light therapy. I have never seen anyone on Instagram, and Instagram is like where I got this science from for all my influencers. No one ever does like a mask and then the red light.
Oh, no, you better. So even when I do my skin regime, I do it in front of red light. If I do a mask, I do it in front of red light.
So how often are you sitting in front of this panel?
I teach in front of the panel. I live.
That's why you have that youthful glow.
Yes. Thank God for wellness.
J-Lo uses red light there. I don't know which
one. It's pretty sick. I'm like, wow, I just live in red light. Since you guys travel so much, you guys can get into this later. But it's also great for resetting your circadian rhythm when you're going from different time zones.
Oh.
So, but again, that means if you're traveling with the mask. You're not traveling with the panel because you can't fit a panel.
So we return home. That's when you do panel work.
I wouldn't put it beyond you to try to pack a panel in your suitcase.
And his carry-on. And his carry-on, too. But, excuse me, sir. This is for beauty.
Sir, we're going to need you to step into secondary. This looks a little like an explosive device.
Right.
We're going to confiscate it. Absolutely.
That would totally,
not.
Totally be me.
I will not get on this plane. They wouldn't let me on the plane. I could absolutely do that.
I love it.
But you also have done other forms of laser because there's laser for hair removal and there's laser for scar removal and there's laser for, there's IPL for texture and for pigmentation. There is laser for, there's collagen stimulation. There's so many different types
of lasers. Yeah.
Lasers. And there's M-Sculpt, which someone was just telling me about this.
EM. Yep.
And which I think is a type of, I believe it's a laser. And
no, M-Sculpt is electromagnetic waves. So it's
okay.
Like,
so again, it creates another type of waves.
Yeah, so it creates
waves.
Which I think also,
I'm not into that. I like the people who roll you out with
a trainer,
the wood.
Exactly, because like basically you're paying for a temporary fix. So how does that make any sense?
Well, I do. I'm going to pay you
to fix me for 2 months, so I have the illusion.
Well, I didn't
of the
do.
Butt cheek.
I just had to go on vacation, and I was in a bikini like for 10 days.
Did you do M-Sculpt?
Hell no. I don't do none of that.
I mean, we have to have a chat at dinner.
Not at all. I went because like you work out so much, and as your muscles, you do repetitive movements. So my girlfriend was like, "No, this woodwork lady," and she's like in Topanga Canyon. Woo woo woo. I mean, she's like, you know,
woodwork like makes furniture.
She makes body woodworking tools from ancient Egypt.
So she does lymphatic massage.
She does lymphatic, but she puts your leg in this like, and she clamps it. It's like a wooden circle. Think wooden circle with grooves. put it on your leg like a ring. So you're putting like a ring on your leg, and she takes it and rakes your thighs like that. It feels amazing.
I think that I would bruise a bunch. I bruise so easily.
Oh,
that
sounds easily. Really good.
But she
good.
Puts a lot of oil. Like she makes her own little like healing. You know, she's in her 60s, maybe 70s, and she's been doing it for 40 years, and everyone and their mama goes to see her in Topanga Canyon.
This actually sounds hot.
You know what? She gave me these like granny panties to put on, and I was like, I'll just keep on my underwear. She's like, no. You need these underwear because you might get like excited. Because
She said that?
Yeah. She's like, oh, I've seen it before. She's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm almost 40 or whatever. And she was like, oh yeah, you're perimenopause probably. So you have
she thought that you were just gonna like
cream myself or something.
Why do women? I went to a PT, I kid you not, and she's like rubbing me. She's like, wow, you have so many muscles. I'm like, lady,
you do though.
Calm down.
But it, like, she's like
getting off.
But you do. But she put my legs, and she was so against like what we're talking about right now. She was like, as she was talking, I'm like, well, how did you get starting? Like, how does one do this? She was like, well, I studied in India, then I went to Bali, then I was in Egypt for a while with my first husband. And so it's all about working the fascia and draining your lymph nodes and all that. Yeah.
But she's doing pulling motions when she should be only going upward.
Mm-hmm. Well, she went up and down and up and down, up and down. And then once you do that, just to kind of get everything like melted is what she was saying, like get it warmed up. Then she started going down, 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 down. And she like beat my calf and like hit my feet. And yeah.
So I went to, I don't think this was a laser. It was more like a body vacuum. After I got into that motorcycle accident, because my foot and ankle got so wrecked and I had to have surgery and it was infected and it swelled up like huge because we were traveling and all this stuff. I had so much lymph swelling in my calf, ankle, foot.
Oh, did you do compression, please?
So they sent me to, I'm like blanking on what it's called right now, but I had to wear this suit that was basically pantyhose. It was this whole pantyhose.
Oh, you did a boa compression suit.
And it was this machine that went like womp, 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 and it rolled over me, and they did it on. They said we need to do it from the waist down because what's happening is anytime you have an injury in the lower body because of gravity, because you're on your feet, etc., all that fluid is going to come down and it's going to swell, and your body can't get rid of it. It's very different than a wrist injury where at the end of the night, like you can just kind of put your arm up, whatever. Right. If it's any type of leg, foot, ankle injury, you're gonna have swelling, and then your lymphatic system can't always drain it or get rid of that swelling because of stress or other. Right. So I think it was called, what was it called, like LPL, LDL, something like that. And you put on this full neck to toe pantyhose bodysuit, and they run this machine over you, and it basically grabs and squeezes you. Kind of sounds like in the same wheelhouse as what you're talking about. Because at the end of the day, it's lymphatic drainage.
Yeah.
And you're just encouraging the body to expel that fluid.
Wait, what's the thing that model Evangelista, what happened? What is
she did cool sculpt.
Cool sculpting.
But that's not laser either.
No, that's
freezing, right?
Yeah, but she's like the 1% where it made her fat into stone, basically. And now she's
You have to go cut it out?
You cannot, because it's connected to all of your tissue. She's suing the pants off of Cool Sculpt because they didn't. Yes, when she signed the paper, it said it.
Don't they? Like, you have to sign a waiver.
You signed a waiver, but I think that. And there's been a lot of court cases. You know, I deep dive on like the DOJ and all the court. There's been a lot of court cases just in California alone to the Supreme Court with these companies that you sign a waiver, whatever. There has to be a reasonable list. Like, are you going to read tiny, tiny micro print? At a doctor's office. No one does. I don't.
And they don't explain it to you. They're just like, sign here and then we'll give you your treatment.
They do not explain it to you. So reasonably, are people reading the fine that you need a magnifying glass? No. And a lot of things have been in litigants' favors because the judge is like, this is not reasonable.
Yeah.
You can't, either you sit down and you put it in 12-inch font in the regular font that people use, or you sit down and have a counselor tell people these are the risk and outline the major risk. Mm-hmm. And so I do think she has a case, but her fat is stone and there is no way to remove it from her body. She is disformed forever. Yeah.
That's so sad.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying, people.
Sorry. So long story short, do the work and also just red light therapy, blue light therapy.
All of things.
I haven't tried M-Sculpt. I'm mostly down to try just about anything. It's just that I don't usually like spending the money on things.
I know.
So like, basically, I think it's my what frugal it does, nature. But what it does is work out for you.
But it's not permanent.
And it's not permanent. No. So it's best to just learn how to contract your own muscle so that way you can maintain it for a lifetime.
I would probably do it if it were permanent. Like if I were guaranteed in six sessions to have like six pack for life, I'd be like, I'll spend money on that.
See, like what treatment I do, like I do believe in, it's like a cryo-slim and tone because that's more of like when you already done the work and you just want to clean it up.
Mm. So what does that do? So that again is not a laser. That's a cryo, like that's a cryo gun.
Yeah. So no, it's like a lap belt.
Oh, I've seen those. I've seen that.
Wasn't that an infomercial from like 1999?
No,
you actually get pinned up to like a bunch of
cords.
So you have to go like, somewhere to do this.
Yeah.
But doesn't like contract you? Is that the one?
No. So it gets really, really hot. Then it gets really, really cold.
Oh yeah.
And it burns. And then your fat cells just diminish.
I know, but you do shrink. So I've seen like the videos.
Yeah, I lost 2 inches.
Yeah, you can lose 2 inches in easily. I've seen that. Yeah.
But is that in water weight or is that?
No, that's in fat.
So it is like CoolSculpt then.
Yeah.
Similar.
Well, is CoolSculpt cold? Is it cryo? I've never been.
CoolSculpt is only freezing cold.
I think so.
But this one is heat and cold.
Got it. So it's like what you did. You plunge, like, then you went to the heat.
Right. And only via nature. And right. Well, I guess like a sauna is not nature.
It's made of wood.
Right. But like jumping in the water is natural.
What do you mean? You fly to like Africa and come back to Canada?
I will say my cold plunge story. And this is why I said you do a premeditation, because if you are not prepared for that, like for me, my nervous system, I literally froze to death. And I was just like, I can't. And then also
fight, flight, or freeze, quite literally, huh?
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't know what to do. But it was very, very traumatic. However, it was done on Sunset Boulevard with like a DJ.
I saw that Instagram post.
And I'm like, let me put the pretty part in there.
Yeah.
You didn't see the bad part.
Okay.
I like ran out of the tub screaming.
Well, I don't know. Cold plunging, I have a heat and cold sensitivity, so I can stay in a cold plunge for probably longer than most people. Just I don't feel cold yet.
You mean you have an insensitivity?
I have an insensitivity.
Because you just said you had a sensitivity. I'm like, bro, I've seen you pull things out of the oven.
I know, sorry.
No
I have an
insensitivity. I actually envy your hand problem.
I know. I was at Mark's house doing something, and he was like, oh my God, that's not, And he like...
You know, I love a scream.
I know. And I was like, what? And I was like, you know what? I have to be careful to burn. I can touch really hot things with my fingers and I don't feel it, but I can actually, I've gotten boils. Like.
Well, yeah.
Because the skin still reacts.
I think I'm now. Like, I put my water so hot and I'm just like, just tap the cast
iron. So you have the opposite issue as a lot of redheads. Like a lot of redheads are very thermally sensitive to any type of heat, whether that is from, you know, the sun or
is that really true?
Yeah. And albinos.
With albinos and redheads, they're very sensitive to the different types of thermal. However, they have a much higher pain tolerance. So, like, if somebody were to punch them in the face or the gut...
We're not promoting that here.
No, we're not.
Don't punch
we are not don't, promoting violence, people.
Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
But if you punch someone, like, they have a much higher pain tolerance for, like, a toothache or being punched or something than they do for anything thermal. It's, like, nature's way of saying, like, hey, we're going to give you this one, but not this
that one.
Yeah, I have a pretty high pain tolerance. I'm not a redhead. But I
say, are you a redhead?
No, I'm not. But I still have a very high pain tolerance.
I also feel like you have a really good mindset.
She's mentally strong.
You're
definitely mind over matter.
She's a get it done. Yes, she's a get it done. Oh, I got to do that. Get it done. Here's a quick story of that. Earlier today, I was taking my trash out. I had 3 trash bags because I've cleaned out a bunch of shit out of my cabinets. And I had a wine bottle in one hand. I like tripped over a step. And I grab the rail, the wine bottle goes, shatters, all the bags rip, all the things. And my daughter's behind me and she was like, oh, I'll go get the housekeeper because our housekeepers were there. And I was like, you know what? No. Go back in. I will clean this up by myself. I don't need anyone's help. I did this. This is my mess. I will. And I sat there and I did it in 5 minutes and they all came out. So they're like, Sherry, no, we'll help. And I was like, no, this is my mess. I did this. I stupidly skipped a step with three bags and a wine bottle.
Were you rushing?
No, not even rushing. No. I just thought, oh, I'm going to skip that step. Wasn't drinking. Was not drinking. This is me on a regular Tuesday pre-margaritas.
I feel like those steps are there for a reason.
Exactly. But the mind over matter thing, me and Cassandra connect a lot because I'll just get it done. If someone says, do this, I'm like, on it. I'd rather do it than to think about it.
I just had a conversation with my husband where I was like, you know what? I really think that we should just do it. We should get it done. I just want to rip the Band-Aid off. And he's like, you do that all the time.
It's
that's
like wax.
That's kind of how you know, well, I've had a lot of waxes in my lifetime. So maybe that's where it comes from. But if I have to do something or if I have to handle something, I would rather rip the Band-Aid off and get it done.
Me too.
And then, like, relax and enjoy myself. Whereas, my husband's the opposite. He's like, we can deal with that later. We'll do it. Like, for example, we were on vacation, and we were talking about having to do something before we left. And I'm like, let's do it now, and let's pack now. So that way, we can just enjoy
the last day.
And he's like, no, we'll just do it on the way out. I'm like, no.
I want to have a drink. I want to be packed. So, like, same thing. I want to be packed. Go by the pool, have another drink, have a proper breakfast, mosey back in, take a quick rinse off, put my airplane clothes on, and mosey to the airport. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do not want to frenzy pack to the airport.
The rushing, yeah, no.
Yeah, but we're both Libras, and that may be...
I know, we're cut from the same cloth.
We're very...
Okay, so what has worked for you in the sauna, laser, LED... world where if you had to start somewhere, what would you do?
Had to start somewhere?
Yeah. So like you have your little tent, you have your panel, you go and you get your cryo thing done. Mm-hmm. What do you think is the most beneficial or the best investment in the laser light?
Okay. LED so for the world? Average person and with the health in America, a sauna for sure.
Because so
people
of
are not working out, they're not taking care of their blood, their lymphatic system, because that's, you get so many more benefits in an infrared sauna.
So pop on your Netflix, sit in there for an hour, enjoy your stories.
So get the higher dose blanket. This is not an ad. I swear it's not an ad. But
because the light is more if it's like, oh, I want prettier skin, or oh, just in case I hurt myself at spin, I have a panel.
Right.
But I feel like a sauna would be more of like a requirement.
So I also was reading that a cold shower, meaning just turn your nozzle all the way to cold, is not going to be an ice bath, but you can get, especially if you let it spray directly on your chest, on your heart, it has a lot of the same benefits as a cold plunge.
Oh.
So even if you don't want to take a 20-minute cold shower, you can start your shower hot and steaming, and then at the end, just turn the hot water all the way off, and even if it's just, you know, 30 seconds, let that cold water run over your neck and your chest, and if you can manage, like if you can handle your face and your head and your scalp, that it has a very micro but similar effect to a sauna and cold plunge pairing situation.
I can see that, like inflammation wise too.
Wait, and which one is best for anxiety? Cold shower, hot shower?
Cold,
yeah.
Because anxiety is like, so if you're talking about like chi and all that stuff, that's hot.
Okay.
You're running high. Chi? No, not light chi. It's your regular chi. Oh my goodness.
I think I'm so funny. I do.
Yeah, because anxiety, I run hot. So when you do like, you know,
oh, we know that. You're like, turn off this heat lamp, Mark.
Are you kidding me? I run hot, which is weird that I like heat. I am the hottest person in my house is every day. 68. It was like 48 the other night, and I had every window open, and my daughter woke up and she goes, I'm freezing. And she was like half asleep, and I was like, oh, it feels 48 with the windows open and that vortex.
Oh, in a dark room. Oh, honey, last night was heaven.
Yes, it was great.
You guys are out of your mind.
I love a cold, dark situation.
Yeah. I am a temperate lady. I don't like working out in your tropical environment. I don't want the room to be, like, when I sleep in a room, it's got to be between 68 and 70. Like, I don't want it to be cold. Yeah. I don't want to be too hot. I just want to be, like, perfectly pleasant at all times.
It just feels like a huge reset when the room is super cold with, like, a heavy anxiety blanket. And you're just like
a weighted blanket.
Yeah, a weighted blanket.
I love my weighted blanket. I got my daughter one, too, the little kid-size weighted blankets. I think...
Like, it's so better. I would call Anna Marie. I'm like, can you take Ginkgo out? Because I'm not leaving my bed on Sunday.
I love a weighted blanket.
Love. That and a cocktail. Goodbye. Good night.
Good night.
Well, on that note, I think we are going to wrap it up.
Yes.
And I think that everybody should poke around into, like, starting somewhere. The panels aren't, how much is, like, a decent panel? It's probably a couple $100.
Yeah, $100. Minimum 400.
400?
So that's like a month with no coffee.
But you also no can, Starbucks. Listen, if you
but
want.
But total up a sauna treatment daily. Just get a panel.
Well, you also can, like, listen, if you just want to go and say, like, hey, this laser thing is too expensive or I'm not in a place to invest in that, you can just start with, like I said, the simplest version of this.
Never put a cost in your health.
Well, that's true. That's I agree. True.
Break the damn bank.
But if you you have to start somewhere and you want to dip your toe in, you can just crank your shower to steaming hot and then flip it on cold at the end. And then if you want to take it a step up from there, somewhere around you has
I'm going to be annoying, but now you're wasting water.
Well, but you're taking the shower anyway. Yeah. You're taking a shower anyway. That's the truth of the matter. It's just changing your methodology of taking a shower.
Yeah. Okay.
It's that you're taking the same 20-minute shower that you would have taken, but instead of taking it at, like, warm or mildly hot, you're going to go, okay, I'm going to start off super hot, and then I'm going to switch it to cold water.
So maybe when you're washing your hair, maybe you wash on super cold, and then when you rinse off, you do super hot.
Yep. And it's good for your skin and metabolism and all of that stuff and all of that cellular regeneration. And then you take it up from there and then you go find a gym, or there's a lot of places these days that just do cryotherapy or sauna therapy. I mean, you have all of these, like, hot cold houses and spas and stuff. You can go to a spa and buy a day pass and just kind of, like, you sit in the sauna and then the steam room and then do an ice cold shower and then put on your robe and go in the relaxation lounge.
And there's hot houses. They have one in New York. There was one here in the Valley for a while, but it closed down the pandemic. But me and my husband went to the hot house, steam house, whatever it is, day spa. Everyone goes for 30 minutes, whatever, and you're all infrared, blue, red, whatever. It's just a sauna house. It's like, and then you can sit in the jacuzzi after. There's lunch there. You can have a coffee, work from there. And I feel like those are popping up more and more in, like not like suburbs, not necessarily the city, but like in different suburbs. That's it. Because this membership is like $175 a month. It's
Can also get, like, if you even went once a month, you can find some boutique spas that are like $50 for a day pass. Also, treat yourself.
Yeah.
You know, bring a book and get some time away and some solo zen out time and just,
I never regret
disconnect.
A self-care purchase or expense.
You know what? My main issue in life is that I will spend on some organic grass-fed beef more. My family, Thanksgiving, Christmas, looking like crazy because I'm like, the pot roast. I'm like, great, I'll buy it. And my aunt was with me and she was like, girl, that pot roast is $25 a pound. And I'm like, but it's grass-fed and organic.
I know. I did the same thing for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm like, I will break the bank when it comes to my health. I don't care.
Like, super fancy steaks. We had a much smaller Christmas this year, and because we saw family, like, before and after, and we did the same thing when we spent. I go, oh, well, we shouldn't get a turkey or this or whatever. Let's get some really nice steaks. And that's where we splurged.
I swear, my food cabinet is, I will not lie, expensive. And I hope we get to a place in the United States where it's not as expensive and more manufacturers pop up and make these clean
ingredients. I always tell people, I'm like, just check in with me 30 years later.
Could you imagine if ranchers had a Frito-Lay budget? But that's a talk for another tequila talks for another time.
That is, but we can go for another hour with that talk.
I know. Well, Mark Strong from the House of Strong, check him out. Thanks for coming back with us. And he's got all the recommendations for lights and stuff, so hit him up. And your host, Cassandra Gina Mellon, Sherman Gonzalez.
Good night.
Until next time.
Mark at House of Strong. At the House of Strong. This is so good. This is dangerous. This is a danger zone.
Right.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one.
Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.